The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hi, my name is Zach Dufty at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, and boy, do I have a deal for you. I've got a 2012 GMC Sierra 3500 dually crew cab, fully loaded and equipped with 4x4. This truck has got everything, from the sunroof to the heated leather seats. It has new tires and is powered by the 6.6-liter Duramax motor and the Allison transmission. It is in beautiful shape and definitely won't last long at $42,980. So come see me, Zach Dufty, at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring, and take this beautiful dually home today.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Welcome back to Owendale as the Owen Gage Bulldogs. You can hear our tower announcer making the announcements in the background, ready for the national anthem. And we did make a note here, Chad, you mentioned it right away, looked over, and a lot of the players are here for the national, in the band, playing the national anthem. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this national anthem. Members there in the band. Again, we mentioned it a little earlier, 49 students, the smallest high school in the state of Michigan, putting together a great football team coming to you in just a few, suiting up 40 and about 40 of the band members. And about, about 8 members of the football team also there out with the horns and the drums.
Yep, that's what I got too. Football teams, cheerleaders. I guess they do have the junior high as part of the high school band, so that helps give them some numbers out there. But yeah, pretty neat to see these guys out there now that they jog off the field to put their horns and drums away and put the helmets on.
You can hear the starting quarterback there and the snare drum in the background. That is really, we know a lot of the schools do that, but it's just fun to see the team and school spirit. The smaller schools that we have throughout the Thumb area, and some of the bigger schools, now smaller schools, to see all the colors come out and the team spirit. Boy, we saw that in the last game we did at Bad Axe. Man, was that a turnout.
That was something.
The blue and gold were everywhere. And we've got a good turnout tonight here to start your ball game. You can Kurt Damerow along with Chad Knobloch. We're going to bring you all the play-by-play action here on 102.1 FM WLAW Bad Axe. So we've covered all of tonight's ball games. There's going to be rain on and off throughout the Thumb area. Right now we're starting to get a sprinkle on the field, so it will be a little bit slick, but that's all right. That's just playing football the way it's supposed to be played. Owen Gage Bulldogs. Now let's go through some of our numbers here, the guys that are going to be playing tonight for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. So we got number 11, Jake Warrick. 16, Jake Wright is the quarterback out there, and you'll hear the team, the tower announcer, announcing all of our starting lineup here tonight for the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
Number 30, Dan Good. Number 32, Adam Redford. Number 34, David Binder. Number 57, Devon Lorenz. And number 75, Derek Hart.
There's your starting lineup there for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. We've already had the coin toss, and the rain is now starting to sprinkle a little bit harder, but we'll still stick with sprinkle because we want you to come out and join us here tonight at Owendale Field with the Owendale Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles. So it'll be Owen Gage bringing their first 8 men out to the field, and we're going left to right. Owen Gage Bulldogs with the red and silver to your left. Red and white Caseville Eagles to our right. And the Owen Gage Bulldogs will be kicking off from the 40-yard line to start our ball game.
I think Owen Gage will be looking to get back on track after a little setback from Kingston. They had a perfect season going until they kind of ran into a buzzsaw last week.
And the kickoff, short kick, goes right out of bounds. That was kicked by, was that number 16, Jake Wright, doing the kicking off for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. And he kicks it straight out of bounds, right on the 35-yard line of the Caseville Eagles. So the Eagles bring their offense out to the line. They've got really good field position. And they'll be heading from your right to your left, the Eagles with the ball. Ready to go. Owen Gage Bulldogs get one more player out on the field. They send number 80, Derek Vincent, the sophomore, out to the far side. He'll be a defensive back.
You mentioned it's getting a little bit ugly out there, so.
It's going to be slick, isn't it?
See how this might change the plan of attack.
Caseville Eagles with the ball. We've got a motion already. Yeah. Jumping the gun, number 34 is Cole Simmons. Yeah, just a little early game jitters there. He missed the snap count. One of the two men in the backfield for the Caseville Eagles. That'll march him back a couple of yards.
He knows this is a big game. He wanted to be firing off right away.
He was ready to go. So that'll make it first down and 15 with 11:54 to go here in the first quarter here at Owendale Field. Eagles with the ball. Hands off to the right side. Goes to Simmons off of the right guard, and he'll just pick up a couple. Number 15, the quarterback, Zach Gerstenberger, handed off to the right side to Simmons. And he just picks up a few. They've got to get a couple more than that. It's still going to be a second and about 12 to go here at the start of the first quarter.
Yep. Dan Good, number 30, and number 25, Dylan Fritz, clogging that middle, filling that gap as those linebackers. They're not going to want Simmons running up the middle on him tonight.
Gerstenberger takes a snap, looks to the right side. He's going to look for a quick pass around the middle. He's got a receiver open to 44, Drew Lepick. Lepick carries it all the way down to about the 46-yard line with about a nice 10-yard pass short off to the left side. Lepick ran a little slant pattern and was wide open for the reception. So that'll be a first and 10 for the Caseville Eagles. 11:22 to go here in the first quarter. Caseville Eagles break over the ball. Owen Gage back in defense. They're going to put four men down on the defensive line. Hand up off the middle. Nothing there as the Owen Gage Bulldogs do a nice job of stacking that one up.
Yep, that was number 30, Dan Good, again. And I think that's going to be his assignment tonight is fill in that middle and do not let this guy run up the middle on you.
28, Joe Ailes, freshman. Ran in the fullback position up the middle, nothing there. Like you said, Chad, they really did a nice job, the Bulldogs, of blocking up that line. So here we go. It'll be a second and 10. Takes a snap, Gerstenberger hands off to Simmons, off to the right tackle. We'll pick up a few yards. Boy, is he a power back off that right tackle, 34. Cole Simmons, the junior for the Caseville Eagles, will pick up about 4 yards on that carry.
I think they're going to want Cole to get started. He's a big, powerful running tailback. Just a stocky kid, but a fast runner.
He does have some beef, so here we go with 10:19 to go in the first quarter. It'll be third down and about 7. Gerstenberger out of the shotgun, and a bad snap. Almost picked up as a fumble. Looks like Simmons got down on it. Cole Simmons saw the snap go bad. It was way short of the shotgun snap. Gerstenberger was back about 8 yards. And that ball only moved about 3 yards behind the center, and a good thing that Cole Simmons was right on it.
Yeah, he came flying in there, and that might just be another case of what the elements are going to be presenting to these teams tonight.
You know, a good point, because that's probably why we haven't seen. Now we got one good pass off. We may not see the passing game right away from either team. We got one quick pass off by the Caseville Eagles now to the shotgun. Gerstenberger looks wide open, wow. Right down the middle to number 10 is there, Andy Miller. And Miller is going to carry this one all the way down to about the 20-yard line.
There was nobody near Miller.
Wow.
He was wide open and looked like number 11, Jake Warak. He made what would have been a touchdown saving tackle because he was going places.
Caseville Eagles on the move.